from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
St. Kitts Nevis go to the polls on July 3rd. We talk to government and opposition about their campaign agenda. Britain discusses its policy towards the Caribbean. And downtown Kingston comes to a halt as businesses protest rising crime. I'm Debbie Ransom and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In St. Kitts Nevis, the overnight announcement of a July 3rd election date has intensified even an already hectic election campaign. Right after making the announcement last night, Prime Minister Kennedy Simmons hit the campaign trail. Today, he told Caribbean Report that one priority issue for his governing party is economic growth and performance.
The improvement in social conditions, housing, education, health, how we have provided school feeding for children in schools, assistance with books and examination fees so that the children would have a better opportunity to learn. And then also to project our program of development and our vision of the country for the future. We have also showing the strides we have made in tourism and the projects and programs which have resulted in a significantly improved unemployment situation.
The opposition Labour Party of Dr. Denzel Douglas has different priorities. Dr. Douglas contends there's a need to return St. Kitts Nevis to law and order.
And to ensure that St. Kitts regains the prestigious title of Paradise of the Caribbean Islands. We have been